At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us here on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. Very busy final hour. We got all the baseball going on. We have got, I want to look at the golf, of course, two rounds to go in Paris for the gold medal. Three-way tie at the top as we head into the weekend. See if there's anybody we can add. We've got a lot of football news. As all I heard all the coaches say on Thursday and Friday was, we got to get everything in order because we're playing a game next week. So we got to get everything in order. And I found somebody, Joe. Remind me at some point this hour. I found a guy. He's just going to be an absolute stiff. A new head coach in the league. I'm already down on him. I just really down on him.
In the NFL?
The NFL, yeah. One of the new coaches. I'm down on him already. Just watching him at his press conferences. Mike Carver. Mike Carver and, of course, the encyclopedia of college football. The one, the only. Gopherda to Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Carver. How are you?
I'm doing good, buddy.
It's officially football season.
Oh, I should say this as well, because I do this every week, too.
Got it.
We now have only two more
Carver and Lisi
football-free Carver and Lisi Friday nights. Only two more. There's only two more Fridays with no football, no picks.
Unbelievable. Isn't that great?
It is. 3 weeks from 3 weeks from now, Joe, you'll be getting ready for the first picks of the year, Florida State and Georgia Tech in Dublin.
Really? All right.
Yeah. Okay. I mean,
that's
we got
the game. I already told you I love the over in that game. Might have to alt DJU's numbers. Over.
Little SMU Nevada.
I love Saturday Nevada night. With the points. Tell me right
stop.
Now. Oh, really?
Okay. Oh, really? I'll lay 40 against Nevada. They are going to ring them up. They'll get that total 56.5 by themselves. That's how bad that's going to be.
All right. Rhett Lashley.
They are going to make a statement. Stone.
They're going to make a statement. Hey, they're going to wear the ACC patch. The easiest
Power 5. Power 4 now, excuse me.
No doubt about it.
The easiest Power 4 schedule, SMU.
No doubt about it.
I was telling
it.
You the other day. 4-3 Red Sox, second and third, one out here, Joe.
We've got to convert, Carver. We need this. Is Devers up?
No, it's Sogard. And he gets a hit. Two might score here, Joe.
Get him. Wave him in.
They bring
six,
them both around. 6-3 yes. Red Sox. 6-3 Red Sox.
Can I get some scoring in Cincinnati? Where is this De La Cruz?
I told you this game had gas.
What,
I told
the
you.
Cincy game?
No, the Red Sox game.
I know you were dead to rights on that. I'm going to get screwed. I'm going to get screwed on big money because of either Tampa Bay or Cincinnati.
Oh, Joe, listen. Can Jose Ramirez hit a grand slam here? I got him in that. I got him in that grand slam thing on that BetMGM.
Where do you see runners bases loaded here? Oh yeah.
Bases loaded for Cleveland, and I played Ramirez on BetMGM for the grand slam thing.
So you get it.
Can you get a cut of like 50K or something? Bonus bets.
I need Houston. They got runners on here. Can I crack through finally? Tampa Bay is gutless too. I hate them. I hate them.
Can this guy send one out here, Joe?
Yeah.
One time. Yeah. Can Ramirez send one out?
Yeah, go yard, kid. Don't be afraid to go yard.
Oh, they brought in a righty, too. He's hitting from the left side where he's got the power. Come on, Joe. One time for me here. One-timer.
Give him the one-timer.
I'll root in whatever you want if this guy hits a grand, Granny Smith. The Granny Smith here.
Oh, he's using my terms. Give him the Granny Smith. Give him the Granny Smith. Ramirez?
Going back to the bell cows here, Joe. Back to the bell cows.
Bell cows. Can I get... Oh, what's this? Second and third in Houston, Carver. Second and third in Houston. Nobody out. I need a crack through triple. Give me a triple. I don't even want the homer. Give it... Root it in.
My focus is here right now.
All right. Come on. Come on, Ramirez. Sit dead right. Throw him a meatball. Throw him a meatball.
They locked it already.
That's good. That's good. Yeah, I can't believe the Cincinnati game. I can't believe the Cincinnati game. No base runners. All because of the snow.
Come on here.
Come on. Come on. Sit dead right. Sit dead right. Give him the old number one.
I don't know what to watch. The screen or... No, he popped up. What a loser.
All right. Root mine in. I got second and third
all
here.
Right.
Come on.
Okay.
Here we go.
What is happening here now? Guy got caught in a rundown.
What game are you watching?
Wow, they scored two runs on that. 8-1 now. 8-1 Cleveland. They scored two runs on a pop-up. Popped it up
that?
To center. The guy tags from third. He's throwing to try to get the guy at home, the guy tried to go from first to second.
It's bad.
And got caught in a rundown. And then the guy who was on second ended up coming all the way around to score while they were messing around in the rundown.
Do me a favor. What do you have in Tampa Bay here?
I just had need Diaz to homer for Tampa. That's it.
No, I know, but were you watching it?
No, I can flip it on now that I'm done with this nonsense.
Tell me what the heck is going on here. They got second and third, nobody out. Are they taking a pitcher out? What are we doing here? What's
usually when you get a long delay like that, that's what's going on.
Here we go. Here we go. Second and third. Sit dead red. Come on, Singleton. You screwed us last two innings ago. Don't just take strikes.
All right, I just put it on. What do you want me to root in here?
I need a single. Single. Give me a double single. Could this guy
They're not changing
right?
pitchers. There seems to be an argument. Boz is still in. It looked like the ump got into it, Joe, with one of the coaches on Tampa. Probably was upset at the strike zone, I would have to guess.
You've got to be 0-2 with these things. Come on. This guy Singleton is just, what do we have him? We have Gorilla Glue on the bat? It's stuck to his shoulder? What's going on here?
Gorilla Glue.
Guy's got Gorilla Glue or Flex Seal. He can't get the bat off his shoulder. What's going on? It's like granite. Like, really? Guy should be swinging at anything.
Gorilla
Glue. Taking strikes.
Said he's got Gorilla Glue.
Gorilla Glue
he's got
is
Gorilla
instead
Glue.
Instead of pine tar, he's got Gorilla Glue. It's stuck to his shoulder. Joe. Like, get it off your shoulder, man.
He's got Gorilla Glue. That's great. Good one, Joe.
What's he doing, Carver? This guy's driving me nuts. Singleton got up two innings ago with bases first and second, and he struck out. Oh, and locked up. Come on, put the ball in play, son. Come on, son. There it is.
Put the ball in play, son.
There it is. Is that a line drive?
I'll let you know right now.
It is because they updated it. Yep, it's a single. I could tell already. 8.5 total. 8.5 total. Single. Bing, bing, bing.
Yeah,
first and third, 2-1.
He had a line shot to. They held the guy up at third.
All right, so, I don't know
because
why.
He hit it so hard, Joe. There's no way he would have scored. He would have been thrown out at the plate. It was a smart
one. Can I get? What do I need now? Do I need a double? Give me the double. What's that double? What were they in? Double. The double.
Double. What is double? Who's in the double?
Give him the double.
Carver and Lisi Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us. Joe, you know who's we've kind of been caught up in so many other things. Man, the Braves real sleepy again tonight. I mean, yeah. What is the deal here? Let's go. Could we get it back around to Olson and he homers? I mean, or Ozuna? Can one of these guys homer?
Yeah, it's possible. I mean, they suck too.
I got to turn that game on. I see what's going on over there.
I don't know.
I told you, as I like to tell you, Joe, I'm all zipped up over here. Zipped up.
You're zipped up. 4-2, 8-1 Cleveland. 6-3. I need two more runs in the Red Sox game. The one game where I have liability, it figures, is this Giant game. I mean,
zipped up.
Zipped up. I need over 8.5. Like, come on.
Really. Oh, look out. Oh, Duran off the wall. I thought that was another homer for Boston. Oh, he's going for three, Joe. He wants three. He got it. Lead off triple.
Good.
For Duran.
All right. Roberto?
Oh, and as I say that, the Braves tie it at three. Wow.
Good. All right.
Soler with the RBI single makes it 3-3. Can we get this to Ozuna and Olson here?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yep.
Come on, Joe.
Yep.
Can everyone eat a little bit here?
Why not? Sure.
Man, he was flying around the bases. Flying, Joe, he was.
Was he? Flying?
Yeah, Duran was moving. Big hit for Soler. So it's 3-3 now, bottom eight. Still a man on first and one out. And now the heart of the order, Riley, Ozuna, and Olson coming up. 7-7, Diamondbacks and Pirates. Joe's gotten all he needs out of that one. He's gotten, right, Joe?
I can care less what happens.
You're in. It's over 13.5. 11.5, 12.5, 13.5.
Could we get this runner in? 5-2 Blue Jays. I didn't pull the trigger.
That was another one. I mentioned that, too. That was going to be a plenty of runs tonight.
Come on.
Plenty of runs tonight.
Could San Francisco win 13-0? I mean, I know it's a huge ask. But
why not? You don't want the other team to contribute a little? I mean,
I don't know. These Reds, it's just amazing. Reds and Cubs, the two, like, Reds, Cubs, and Tampa Bay and Atlanta, two gutless teams, all of them, gutless.
A double for Austin Riley, second and third for the Braves now.
That game's going to open up now. Watch.
Oh, can they walk Ozuna and Olson hits a grand slam? Can we get that?
Yeah, why not?
The Granny Smith here, Joe? Another crack at it?
Smith. Give the kid the Granny Smith. He wants the Granny Smith. What do I need here? I need two runs in Boston, and I need five in Tampa Bay. I mean, is that a huge ask? I don't know if it's a huge ask. Could this game in Cincinnati just open up? Could we get some runs?
Yeah. You know, come on here, Joe. Walk them to set up the double play. They're talking about it on the mound. Walk them and load them for Olson. Come on.
Come on. Give the kid the Granny Smith.
Come on, Joe.
The kid wants the Granny Smith. Can you give him the Granny Smith?
Load him up for him.
Give him the Granny Smith. Come on, the kid wants it.
I just don't know why you wouldn't set up the double play here.
I don't know. What's going on in this Boston game? Did the guy score?
They changed pitchers.
No. Line drive to center. Is this guy Duran?
I'm watching it.
Yeah, he scored. 7-3.
He's going to score easily on that.
Okay. All right.
All right. We're almost back to Devers. We need Devers to score.
All right. Let's go. Let's go. I need one run in Boston.
Devers to homer, I should say. Well, they're not walking him at least intentionally, Joe. They're going to pitch to Ozuna here, and they bring the infield in.
Ooh, Giants got first and second, Carver. This is big to me, and no outs. No outs. Let's crack it open. Crack it open. 13-0.
Come on, give me the Granny Smith here.
Come on, give the kid the Granny Smith. The kid wants it.
Walk him. Don't throw him anything to hit. Don't give him anything to hit.
Forget the curve, Ricky. Throw him the heater. What happened here? What's this?
Well, Joe, he threw it to him. Oh, man, Ozuna hit it right to the wall. So they get the run in, 4-3 Braves.
All right.
And no Granny Smith opportunity for Olsen, but we can still get a homer for him? Let's go.
Yeah, why not? Tell you, put on the Giant game. What's going on there? We got first and second.
I don't know if I can. Is that game on Apple TV?
I don't know. Locked up on me.
I don't think I can watch that one.
Yeah, if I would have known that game was on Apple TV, I wouldn't have bet the over. Apple TV become like the Amazon.
Hold on,
Amazon,
let me check.
Prime. It's been like the Amazon Prime.
I can't turn it off right now. Olsen's up. Oh man, I already hit the button. What are you doing to me? That game's not on Apple Plus. The Kansas City game and the Washington game are on Apple Plus.
Bust it open. Bust it open. Come on.
Joe
Smith. What happened?
You made me switch, and now I need to get back for Olsen.
I don't know. FanDuel's got it locked up. What's going on here?
I'm not sure.
This is very 8-7.
They walked Olsen. What pigs? I mean, they walked him, Joe, intentionally.
Not good. Not good.
What absolute pigs?
That
bothers me, Joe. That takes an at bat away. That's just. Oh, here comes Devers. Can Devers get a 2-run shot, Joe?
Give him the 2-run blast. Give him the Granny Smith. The kid.
Huh? Pump this thing up to 12. Come on, Joe. You should be rooting this in here. 2-run. Get it. Let's get Devers. Although they brought this lefty in to face him, and that's usually.
What's going on here?
Braves are just rounding the bases now. Braves are going to roll them now. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Baltimore's trying to claw back into this, Joe, believe it or not.
Are they?
They just got an RBI single, and Santander is up with two on. He could make this an 8-6 game if he gets a hold of it.
Can he get it, Santander?
I hope so. I have him. I hope he gets it.
Come on. Give it
would be nice.
Who's up for the...
Oh, Joe.
Chapman?
Oh, Joe.
He got it?
Oh, he hit it to the warning track. Oh, he hit it to the warning track, Joe. He was so close.
I got this Chapman, Carver. I got this Chapman up for San Francisco.
Yeah, you know, that game's just nothing happening there.
No, they got first and second here. We got a little stuff cooking here. Damn, man, I tell you, I got no juice in this in Tampa Bay. We got a runner on second. What happened now? Tampa Bay, we got first and second here. Can you give me a little juice? Strikes.
Yeah, that game's gotten quiet, unfortunately.
Back to back. Here comes Cleveland, 8-4 now. Look at this.
And I said that. I said that the Orioles are starting to score some runs.
Unbelievable.
That was my gas can game of the night.
Yeah, I need this Houston game to get over. Come on, come on. Alvarez, did he go yard? Did Alvarez go yard here? In play. Is it gone?
Is it gone?
No, it's never gone.
We got to get the Matias UFC picks. So Matias, this is in Abu Dhabi. They're playing this. They're playing this. This card, Chiesa.
Yeah, guys, this card is in
Ferguson,
Abu Dhabi.
Alvarez, Brenner, Dern, Vera. I've heard of him. Sandhagen against Nurmagomedov. Nurmagomedov. Which one is it, Matisse?
You got it right the first time. You got it right the first time.
Nurmagomedov. We used to say Nurmagomedov all the time, but it's Nurmagomedov is what it really is. Who do you like in this card, Matisse?
Give it to us, Matisse.
I think there's some great value with Corey Sandhagen at plus 260. I really do. I think this is a big fight for him. I love how he stepped up and took this fight with no fear. I think he looks confident in there. I can't imagine him being taken down and kept down for 25 minutes. I think Nurmagomedov's gonna wear down. He's going to get tired. And Corey's going to take advantage of that in the later rounds. But this guy could box. This guy has a great ground game as well. He's well-polished. He's 32 years old. He's definitely not over the hill. And he's looking to get a title shot. And the best way to get a title shot is by doing something like this, is being, you know, the young, hungry wolf that nobody wants to fight. And then, you know what? He just takes a step too high, and now he gets to fight Sandhagen, a title contender. So, you know, Nurmagomedov has his sights on, you know, on a title fight coming up if he wins this fight. But at the same time, man, this guy hasn't gone through the battles and the wars, you know, to get that title shot just yet. This is definitely the toughest competition he's fought in his entire career. And he's not battle-tested like this. You know, I think Corey Sandhagen is. You know, he's lost to the best guys. He's beat great guys. And this is a time for him to shine. I think plus 260 is some great value, and I'm taking it, guys.
All right, look, they call me the young hungry wolf at times during college football season, just saying, the young hungry wolf.
I've been going back and forth with Davison Figueiredo and Marlon Vera. I like the value with Marlon Vera at plus 125. I thought he looked big today at the weigh-ins, so he's going to be bigger than Davison Figueiredo.
Look,
the
thing big. Is Davis,
he just looks bigger at bantamweight. You know, Davison Figueiredo is a former flyweight champion of the world. He's been going up in weight, but he's been demolishing guys at 135. He destroyed Cody Garbrandt at UFC 300. I thought he'd have some tough, you know, a kind of a tough test there, but he didn't. And you know what? He's been training out of Khabib's gym. You know, the game right now is don't get hit as much as you used to. And I think Figueiredo is making a great transition into really showing off his ground game. And that's where Marlon Vera kind of has a weakness, is when he gets taken to the ground. And he's lost to guys that are Figueiredo's size in the past. So I don't really want to say this about the size difference, because he's lost to guys, you know, like Figueiredo and his size. And Figueiredo's a former champion. We can't forget this, guys. He hits hard, and you know what? He knows how to win fights. And that's why I think I'm starting to lean with Figueiredo at minus 145.
Wow.
Okay.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us here on the grid. All right, Joe.
Ah, man.
What's the matter?
Like all these games slowed down. The Brave game, that was an 8.5 total. That's going to go under if they get this next out. It's crazy how these games just land right on the total. Just incredible.
Yeah, 5-3, right?
Yep.
5-3.
Meanwhile, the games that always hit over, just kind of the Yankee game, the Red Sox game, the Baltimore game, the Brewer game, Arizona game, you know. And then I get involved in the Giants, these gutless Reds, you know. Tampa Bay. I mean, they got a runner on again. Could we convert? Could we get, you know, this guy? I mean, what does he have? A bat made out of what? Granite or marble? I mean, really.
Maybe he's got, like you said before, the Gorilla Glue on it. Maybe he's got...
Wouldn't be shocking if, like, you know, the manager, here's your pine tar for the night, you know. Manfred tells all the managers, you know, go out, put some pine tar in this guy's bat, put the Gorilla Glue so it sticks. Can't get it off his shoulder.
Gorilla Glue.
Yeah, can you use the old 27-ouncer? Can you,
I mean, honestly,
you know, call up Louisville and get me the Louisville Slugger and get me the 27-ounce, the toothpick, toothpick special. Big barrel, small handle. Big barrel, small handle. I want to swing it like a toothpick.
Top 9 in Pittsburgh, 8-7 Diamondbacks. 8-3 Brewers lead the Nationals, so there's both two overs. Here's another over. Guardians 8-4 over the Orioles. Braves, Marlins first and second now. So with two outs. Tying runs on first now. It's, ball in the gap.
It's over.
It's over. Joe says it's
over. No, it's not.
It's over, Joe says. It's over. I'll have to flip it on. If this guy gets
it, Tampa Bay had an opportunity to get first and second, and of course the guy strikes out. I mean, like, the unbelievable. Brandon Lowe.
Sorry.
Brandon Lowe's up now.
Still 2-0 Giants. So I didn't like that, the Giant game tonight.
Why? Because of Snell?
Yeah, it just seemed too easy.
There you go. They sucked me right in like the banjo minnow back in the day. Saw Lisi coming with the 9.5.
The banjo minnow.
It's guaranteed 1,000 bites. They put it right in front of me. I bit it like an apple.
I didn't get to talk about the golf yet.
All right, come on. Let's talk about the golf.
Who do you want? Three-way tie at the top. Xander Schauffele, Tommy Fleetwood, and Hideki Matsuyama. All 11 under. Who's our guy? What? Who's our guy?
Morikawa.
He's finished. He's got no shot to win. He anchored us down. So he's got no shot.
Ruined a good bet. 9-7 Arizona.
You can scratch him off the list.
Game is over in Atlanta. 3 outs.
Okay, so it's over. That's how it goes. Can't get them all. We want to, Joe, but we can't. We can't get them off.
Jeez.
You know, that's just the way it goes.
There it is. 2 outs already. Yeah, man. Unbelievable. Every night with these Rays. Every night.
It is every night with them, right?
They have to manufacture runs. Even when they manufacture runs, they can never just... They could start fast, but they can't keep it going. Punch themselves out.
Man, second homer for Marte, huh? Marte hit his second homer. You said 9-7.
Score now.
So here's the deal, Joe. You got 3 guys at 11 under. Okay. All in the mix. And thankfully, Matsuyama double bogeyed 18, which got him back to 11. He was at 13 at one point. We've got Rahm, who's 2 back at 9 under. If there's one thing to root in this weekend, Joe.
Yeah.
Dietrich to finish in the top 5. Told you early in the week that was that misprice.
Yes, you said
that's
top 5
Dietrich,
80-1.
Wasn't that big, but it was grossly mispriced. And if he finished, and he's T5 right now. He's 8 under. So we need to get him home this weekend, Joe. He doesn't have to win, just finish T5. And that would be a really big hit for me. CT Pots and Pans is in the mix, and Tom Kim is 3 back, and I got him. Joe, that would be the biggest win. If Kim somehow won, that would be a monster win for me.
Right. Okay. Okay.
Kim winning with Dietrich finishing in the top 5 as well, and we'll probably throw a party on Sunday night. So we'll just,
I'll be over.
I'll meet you for a steak if both those things happen.
All right. I hope from your mouth to God's ears. Let's get it.
It would be nice, wouldn't it?
It would be nice.
Do you want to know how some of your guys are doing?
Yeah, it's like toast.
Guido Migliozzi tied for 8th. He was a fat number for top 10. Fat number. Toasty tied for 13th.
Unbelievable.
I got a top 20 on him. Matteo Manassero.
Yeah.
T19.
Unbelievable.
I played him for top 10, so let's get him up there. Who else did you have, Joe? Oh, Griot? Did you have Griot or no? No Griot for Joe this week.
No Griot. I had Toasty.
Toasty?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't you also play... this is your boy, Gavin Green?
Yes.
T46. He's out of the mix.
Yeah.
And I think your other one was... You had Gavin Green, Toasty. There was a third you had. Oh, Abraham Answer, right? Weren't you on Answer?
Yep.
T35. So, Toasty's your best shot. But and we got the Italians both in the mix, in the, near the top 10. Migliozzi and Manassero. Can we make things happen with these guys in the morning, Joe? Please?
Yes, I'll bet them. You want me to bet them again? I'll do it.
How about we go in for more with me on Matteo Manassero for top 10? It's 6-1 right now. Let's put it with a homer in a late game with Profar.
All right, let's do it.
Or how about Mickey? Don't give me the cognac. Give me the moniac with Manassero.
Let's do it.
With Manassero.
Let's do it.
All right, cognac with moniac. You got me. I'm doing it right now. Hurry, the game starts like now. You can put it in live, though, because he's...
So
he's,
what are we doing? Moniac with who?
Moniac with a top 10 for Matteo Manassero.
Oh, God.
Here, get...
to Homer. Moniac.
To Homer. Homer. I got to be a Homer. So...
He was 5-1 last night. What is he tonight?
He's probably a little bit less, I think. I got 4-1 here. I don't care. All right. I'm in, baby.
Where's Moniac?
Don't give me the cognac. Give me the Moniac.
Wait a minute.
What's the matter?
Where is he?
There. You didn't miss it. You just got to wait for them to reload it because the game just started.
I got him now. Moniac.
There he is. Oh, he's 5-1 now. Plus 500. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. SiriusXM 159. 9-3 Red Sox, Joe, after a Rafala home run. I mean, a ball just flying out of that place tonight.
Yeah. Great call by you. Carver, I need help. What is going on? I got three different things going on in Tampa Bay. The FanDuel app shows bases loaded, two outs. Mm-hmm. ESPN has first and second two outs. And the other one on FanDuel is showing...
Let me go and check, Joe. I'll throw
man
it.
Man on first, top six. What is going on here?
I'm going to put it on for you now. Okay.
God.
I told you, because I'm zipped up over here.
Is that gone? Is that gone? No, this DeLuca, he sucks. It's out. He sucks.
DeLuca, that's one of your guys from the block.
From the neighborhood.
Yeah, Joe, why did you think that was gone? It was not even close.
Who said it was gone? I didn't say it was gone.
You said, is that gone?
Well, I just saw it leave the bat, that's all.
You're watching the ColecoVision. With the little balls on the FanDuel thing.
Yeah, it's terrible. It's gutless.
It is gutless. Try to get one more Jose Ramirez at bat here, Joe, if Lane Thomas can get on.
Yeah.
This Kimbrel stinks, too.
You think so?
Yeah, he's no good. So you're set up there now, Joe, for the golf for the weekend. So we're in on Mickey. Give me the cognac, not the moniac.
Yeah, and they have first and second to start.
Who, the Mets?
No,
the Angels.
Wow. Or maybe it is the Mets.
I mean, the game just started, so.
I saw first and second. Maybe I'm wrong.
It's possible. I think that's another one that could be a lot of runs.
I need this.
I think a lot of late night runs tonight.
Of course, I picked two of the unders tonight.
All right, we get another Ramirez at bat here. This guy walked. Can he blast one off of Kimbrel? Can he blast it? Joe, I'm really starting to dive in for the first time since I told you that there's only two more.
Yeah, college
Carver
football.
Carver and Lisi summer Fridays without football.
Yeah.
I've been diving in a little bit more. Ooh, Teoscar Hernandez right out of the gate for the Dodgers. 2-run shot. Don't have him anywhere tonight.
I'm in trouble. Jeez.
I feel like 12.5 is light for Florida State in that Dublin game.
I do, too. So you said, but Haynes King was a covering.
Yeah, but you're high on this Georgia Tech team.
No, I'm not. I'm high on Florida State. I picked them to make the playoff.
Yeah, everyone makes the playoff now.
Yeah, here we go. All right. Let's not even talk about it. Haynes King is athletic.
He's Joe. He stinks. Come on.
He's good. He got. It was a covering
he's
machine.
Not
a,
he's seven not
and,
good.
That was 7-2. 7-2. He did much better than with gutless Jimbo Fisher. Does Jimbo have any fire in their belly anymore?
Did you see the note we got on Twitter from the Nevada fan?
Yeah, I saw that.
As a Nevada alumni and lifer fan, we have an under 2.5 wins, favored to the under. We suck. SMU all day.
Right, but you see, but I'm not expecting them to lose the game. I'm just expecting them not to cover the 24.5. And I told them, I said, thanks for reaching out. But the fact that the alums are even on the other side, now I feel even more confident taking the 24.5.
Yeah, you always love this stuff. You'll look for any angle you can get. You'll look for any angle to take a dog.
9-5. Here come the Rangers.
Really? Oh, I turned it off. That's why. I shut it off.
You perked up a bit. You perked up a bit.
I'm watching my last Jose Ramirez at bat.
What's going on with this Tampa Bay game?
It's 2-2. They're in a commercial.
Yes, this game is going to, and the Cincinnati game, you want to talk about a dead under, killing
it. It was Marcus Semien with a two-run homer, by the way, in that Ranger game.
Marcus
Semien. So that's how many? One,
that was
two, three, four, five.
All overs tonight.
Six.
Joey over.
Six. Am I got that right, Joe? Six homers in the Ranger Red Sox game. Wow.
I don't know. Let's see. Arizona over.
Six.
Milwaukee over. Toronto over. Cleveland over. Boston over. Who else?
Here's another thing. This just came across my desk, and I want to get this in before we leave.
What do you have? What do you have? An intern? We're running across.
I do. I do actually. So look, I know that the NFL and the NFL Network put out that dopey 100 list every year just to get people upset.
Yeah.
You know, it's supposed to be based off the year before, and you got a guy who played 4 snaps on your list, you know, and Rick Rodgers, and you got, you know, Josh Allen, 12th or 13th, whatever they had him. So tonight they announced their number one player.
Good. Let me hear. It's got to be Pat Mahomes, no?
Nope, it's not.
Okay, who is it?
It's not even a quarterback.
Myles Garrett.
Nope.
Christian McCaffrey.
Nope.
Give me one more shot.
Give you one more.
Trent Williams.
Nope. Number one player in the NFL. Voted number one player.
Okay.
Tyreek Hill.
Oh, come on.
That's the Joe. Tyreek Hill's obviously a very good player. He's not the best player in the NFL.
Come on.
He's not the number one player.
Right
that list gets more. They make that list more and more about what we're doing right now because they roped us in. But I mean, they like make that list more about engagement farming than they do anything else.
Come on.
Tyreek Hill. Come on. That'd be Patrick Mahomes.
Might as well make it Russ Wilson.
The leg lifts on the flight.
I tell you what, and until he doesn't get named the starter, I'm going to call him. I'm not calling him Russell. Russ Wilson.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
So the Mariners get out to a quick lead, Joe, as Victor Robles homers to lead off the game for them. So 1-0 Seattle. Man, Philly's had all kinds of problems lately. I got Cal Raleigh up now. Can Cal go deep?
Yeah, it would be nice. I mean, it would be nice, Carver. If we can get that.
Yeah, it would be nice. A lot of things that would be nice.
I need somehow, some way, a miracle in Houston.
Wow, that Fitzgerald homered for the Giants, huh? Man, I was going to play him.
You know what made me think of this? And I don't know, you know, after, you know, Houston, where's Mattress Mac been? He got smacked around, huh? Smacked him around.
Haven't seen him in a while.
I know. He's not a glutton for the media hype anymore? Not walking down with the bags of cash?
Oh, Cal Raleigh. Did he get enough? Not enough.
First and second for... I got first and third here. Is that right for Houston? Is that right?
I don't know. I can't flip to that game again. I got nothing going on in that game.
Carver, I need something here. Root it in for me.
I rooted in for you, but I'm not turning the game on. I don't need
it. Come on, Cal Raleigh. Come on, Raleigh.
He flew out.
Two outs. Here we go. Another gutless performance. Who's up? DeBone?
Can we get Profar?
I need this DeBone. Dubin.
Who?
Dubin or DeBone? D-U-B-O-N.
Mauricio Dubon.
Dubon. Ding dong.
Mauricio Dubon.
Can I get Dubon? Dubon. Ding dong.
What's the most you need in that game? How high'd you go there?
10.5. Oh. Miracle at the Meadowlands. I need a miracle at the Meadowlands.
I mean, you certainly do. That's a lot.
This guy, Dubon. Like, really, get the bat off your shoulders, guy. Ding dong. Come on. Come on. Could this guy do something?
Who is
like,
it?
Really?
Dubon.
Ooh, they locked it up. Give me the Granny Smith. Throw him a meatball.
Give him the Granny Smith.
Throw him a meatball. Carver, they're hanging the 6.5 total. What happened here? Second and third now, Carver. Second and third. Woohoo. Come on, Dubon. Ding dong. Come on.
Ding dong.
Meatball.
Who is it?
Remember that?
Yeah. Mauricio Dubon.
What happens? Come on. Throw them the meatball. Forget the curve, Ricky. Foul ball. The kid's sitting dead red.
Oh, by the way, last thing before we leave. You laying the 34.5 with the basketball on Saturday?
I said they should beat Puerto Rico. That would be the one time I think they smash him. Come on.
I mean,
is this team ever going to cover a number?
Well, they covered the first game against Serbia.
Yeah,
they beat them by like 30.
I mean, come on. Cover something. Win a game by 100. Come on. Come on, DeBone. Give me an in-play.
Seattle wearing these great jerseys tonight, too, Joe.
Are
these,
they?
The blue with the gold trim. These are the way.
What pants? Black pants. I gotta love black pants. In-play. Come on, smash it. This guy struck out. I don't even know what happened. Well, you want to talk about ruining a parlay? This guy single-handedly...
Who, Mauricio?
Man.
I mean, there's a lot of guys to blame on that team.
Carver, I have over 8.5. I mean, 8.5 keeps me in the mix.
All right, well, if you get extras, then you can start going, you know, 1-1, 1-1. You can start adding them up.
Let me ask you this. This might seem like a lot, but I'm being completely honest with you. Could I get 10 more runs in Cincinnati?
No.
I mean, we can't get like 4-4, bottom nine? Come on.
Joe, great job as always. Have a great weekend. Great job by Matthias Burbell. Get the UFC picks. Everybody have a great weekend. Cash a lot of tickets. We'll see you back Monday. Garvin, Lazy Sports Grid Radio. See you then.